Thanks for joining me for another great Glorious Living. Today, we're going to study about how vision is born, and I know that this program will encourage you to keep believing God's word. Hello, I'm Kathy Duplantis. Lovely to have you here in Studio C, and I have my friend Chrissy with me.
Oh, Pastor Kathy, we have a good, glorious time here, a great, glorious time every time we're with you. So thank you so much.
And with you. We're so glad that you're joining us today. Let us know where you're joining from, where you're tuning in, and also share this. It's so important to let others know what you're learning and so we can all grow together.
Exactly. This is a place of vision. That's why I love this ministry so much. We have so many great things coming up. We're always looking forward. I love when you say, we don't let the grass grow beneath our feet. We're always on the move. Right. And it's just so exciting to be part of this ministry and see what God's doing in all of the lives here locally at Covenant Church and then globally throughout the world.
Right. And for 50 years.
For you know, 50
think about this
years.
Year. This year, we're celebrating 50 years of ministry.
We're celebrating it
all year long.
Yeah.
It's a great thing. And you know, I love it when God has called us to do many years ago, step out and go into all the world to preach the gospel. And we've been reaching people, changing lives, one soul at a time.
One soul at a time. And I was one of those souls.
Yeah.
I was one of those souls. My family, my mom came here back in the 90s when it just began. And it's just been an amazing, life-changing time. And so many people can relate to that. And that's you. If you've been connected with this ministry for years and years, or even for just a week, and it's transformed your life, or a day, comment below. Let us know. We love to read your comments.
That's so true. And, you know, this weekend is a big, big weekend.
Yes, it is.
It's Mother's Day.
Mother's Day.
Yeah.
It's all you mamas out there. And you, Pastor Kathy, happy Mother's Day.
And happy
Day.
Mother's Day to you.
Thank you so much.
You know, this weekend is a very special time because, you know, I'm going to be out of town. I have a women's meeting in California.
Yes.
In Whittier, California, actually on May the 8th and the 9th. It's called the Arise Women's Conference. I think it's the third year that I go back. They must like me.
No, you're doing something right. You
anyway,
always do.
Yeah, it's good. The main name of the church is Freedom City Church. And it's a great women's conference. I'll be there for the Friday night and the Saturday morning.
That's awesome.
Then Jesse and I are going to take off to Australia.
Wow.
So we just didn't have it in the schedule that I could come back here. So I asked you, would you speak at Covenant Church?
Wow.
So I'm excited that Chrissy will be in the house at Covenant Church on Mother's Day. So make sure you moms, you tune in or you come here if you're local.
Yes.
You're going to be blessed.
Oh, thank you, Jesus. What an awesome opportunity. I'm so thankful to you and Brother Jesse for giving me this opportunity to speak at Covenant Church. I love Covenant Church.
Yeah.
It's home to me. So I have a message that the Lord placed upon my heart, not just for mothers, that's a big part of it, but for anyone seeking God's glory and to get just transformed by the word of God. I believe it's going to be a powerful time.
I think it's good that we hear from the moms in the house.
Yeah.
And moms want to hear from you, but you're a young mother, so you have another perspective.
Yes.
But it's really not just a message for women.
Yes.
God gives us a message for the world.
Exactly, for the world. So I look forward to it. And if you can be in the house, that'd be awesome. If not, tune in online on all of our social media platforms because I'm excited about it. I'm sharing a message. This is going
to
be good.
Well, I'll be traveling with Jesse to Australia, but I'll be tuning in and watching
Very
and be one
awesome.
Of those online viewers.
That's great.
But you know, the Australia meeting's coming up. Those of you in Australia, make sure you mark your calendars. We've been promoting it. We have all the information online in our magazine and different places, but the dates are May the 13th through the 18th. You got to go to GDM, get all of that. Select meetings, and you find out all the details. We, Jesse and I, are so excited.
Wow.
We've been going to Australia for probably over 30 years.
That's amazing.
And so over the years, we've seen so many people's lives change, and we have new relationships. We go back and rekindle those older relationships and love to see what God is doing.
It's awesome. We're doing so much over here at JDM. It's just so awesome to see all of the great things that God is doing, and our partners are such a big part of that.
They really are, and we so appreciate them. And every time we have a program like this or anything that we do, we love to acknowledge our partners because we thank them for helping us to go into all the world. They're part of the team to help us to reach people and change lives one soul at a time. We always love to say that. If you're not a partner, you can become one. There's giving information is on the screen. Just know that you're a part of a global vision that is fulfilling the great commission of Jesus Christ.
The great commission. That's a great vision. That's the vision that Jesus had for the world and that we're carrying it out now.
Mm-hmm.
And what better way to celebrate that vision than to talk about it because our visionary conference is coming up.
That's right.
People
we'll be here
are excited
in July. And especially as being our 50th year of ministry, this one is going to be off the charts.
Off the charts. And it's on Boss's birthday, Brother Jesse's birthday.
Really?
Yes.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's true. Well, we always celebrate him, but he'll get to celebrate that here. July the 9th.
Awesome.
Of the date's Thursday, July the 9th at 7 p.m. right here at Jesse Duplantis International Headquarters. And then again on Friday morning July the 10th at 10 a.m. and 7 p.m. that night. And admission is free, and there's never a cost to go to any of our honor of our conferences. So, but we'd like you to register at jdm.org so that we can know that you're coming, so we can prepare for you. This is always a great time in the house of the Lord.
Yeah, people love it. They're being transformed when they come, and then they leave and spread it out to their corner of the world, and just reigniting vision in people's lives. I want to read this testimony that's just so powerful from somebody who came to the Visionary Conference. It says, I received encouragement, fellowship, the Word of God, and had a blast at the Visionary Conference at JDM with my God family.
I love that.
This was the best one yet. This year, I got the opportunity to express my joy in the vision and God's promise for me. I especially love the second line dancing at the start of the service. That's one of my favorite parts, too.
I know. It's an exciting time. People who really come to New Orleans, they experience a little bit of our culture right here in the house. And so I think we have something a little special planned other than the second line.
Yeah.
We're
going
to not tell you about it, but it's going
to
be great.
You got to come to see
it. You got to come.
It's going to be special.
Still have time to make plans to be here in the house. It's always great to watch it online, and we always live stream it across all of our platforms, but it's so much better when you're in the house. So we want to see you.
Ooh, I can't wait. I'm excited to celebrate the vision. That's
Amen. So,
good. So
Christy, we're going to study the Bible today.
I love that.
And today we're going to talk about giving birth to your vision.
Wow.
So I'm going to open up my iPad.
Vision.
I'm going to put on this. And you have a copy of my notes.
I love it. I love getting your notes, Pastor Kathy. How awesome is that to have these?
This teaching that we're going to have today is based on my book, Your Design for Glorious Living.
Yes, it's a chapter in here. It's chapter 13, actually. It's an awesome book.
Yeah, and it's also featured in the May issue of our magazine. Mm-hmm. And I just thought it would be a great thing for us to teach today, because this is Mother's Weekend, because this was about a vision that God had through Mary. But it's so much more. It's so much more than that. So we can learn some things today.
So good.
Amen.
So good. Amen.
So when you think about it, everything that you see today began with a vision. The home you live in, the car you drive, the business where you work, all of it began as a vision in someone's heart. This is really the beginning stage of the vision, the moment when conception occurs, and it's truly a glorious moment.
Wow, that is a glorious moment.
I love that. You know, and I know you've had different glorious moments where you had a vision that God, maybe you weren't even thinking about it, but all of a sudden you thought about it.
Oh, definitely.
And then it ignited something within you.
Yes, it's one of those God moments. I love when Brother Jesse says there's good ideas and then there's God ideas. Right. And you can feel it. You can, when you're praying or when you're in that atmosphere of praise and you're speaking to the Lord and He drops something in you that just explodes inside of you, that's when you know, this is a God vision.
Yeah, it's an unforgettable, that's why I call it glorious moment.
Yeah.
You know, maybe you've had a powerful moving of the Holy Spirit while reading your Bible or hearing a sermon. Suddenly, it seems like the reality of God's promise of salvation, healing, protection, or provision came alive within your heart and your vision was conceived.
Yeah.
I believe that in these glorious moments, God imparts visions that are far above all that we can ask or think. You know, but Christy, the sad reality is that many visions never move beyond the point of conception.
That's right.
And too many are aborted because of neglect, doubt, or fear.
I know. I can't. It's really hard to see, especially when it's people that you love and you just want to keep encouraging them and you know they have a vision inside of them. But the enemy comes into what? He comes to steal, kill, and destroy.
Right.
And so if that's you, if you're feeling a little down and out, or maybe someone in your family had a vision for a business or something, and you're wanting to keep encouraging them, don't quit. Tell them to turn this program on. Share this program with them to let them know that it's never too late and God wants to make that vision come to reality. It's time to give birth to your vision.
That's
right. Go into labor.
Yeah, we're going to study about that today. Yeah. So let's turn in our Bibles to 2 Corinthians chapter 10.
Yes.
And Christy has the notes here. We're going to go through the Word of God and learn some things.
Amen.
Because you should never neglect spending time with God and His Word.
Amen.
It is your primary defense against doubt and fear. We need to recognize the tactics designed by the enemy that will abort your vision.
Mm-hmm.
So spending time in God's Word will breathe life into your vision and banish any temptation to abort it.
That's right.
So, Christy, we're going to read the scripture that's our foundation text for our Bible study today. It's in 2 Corinthians chapter 10. We're going to read verse 3, 4, and 5 in the New Living Translation. Can
awesome.
You do that?
Yes, ma'am. It says, we are human, but we don't wage war as humans do. We use God's mighty weapons, not worldly weapons, to knock down the strongholds of human reasoning and to destroy false arguments. We destroy every proud obstacle that keeps people from knowing God. We capture their rebellious thoughts and teach them to obey Christ. That's so powerful.
I love that. You know, think about this passage of Scripture for a moment. You're not limited to human warfare. You can use God's mighty weapons to knock down strongholds, destroy obstacles, and capture every rebellious thought. Never abort your vision.
Amen. I love this because it just shows us the authority we have in Christ Jesus, that when we use the name of Jesus, and we begin to renew our mind by speaking the word out and to encourage others, that's when things start to change.
That's true.
When we start lifting up our spirits in the word of God and moving forward with a purpose and a plan. Because so many people are just traveling around aimlessly, not knowing what to do, but we know in whom we've believed.
Right.
Yeah, so that to me is just a really great scripture to continually read. Just keep it. Maybe it takes a while for you to understand it, to get it in your head, but when you continue to read it and then read it out loud, that's that reinforcement.
Yeah, because every dream and every vision becomes in seed form. It starts that way. Jesus gave the parable of the seed, and when it goes into good soil, it starts growing and maturing. But God gave you a dream and a vision. Mm-hmm. It started out as a seed. What was that seed? It was a thought.
Amen.
A thought from the mind of God into your heart. And when you meditate on the Word of God, you search out His Word and you spend time praying and thinking about what God has called you to do,
Amen.
The vision, and you find it in the Scriptures that reinforces all the promises, it just starts growing and getting stronger and stronger. Then it won't abort.
Amen.
You know, so many people, I compare it to a baby. Mm-hmm. You know, people today, thankfully, that whole Roe versus Wade has been reversed, but there were so many times abortion was like they have the pill now, I think.
Exactly.
And it's horrible that you compare it to life.
Exactly.
And how it starts in a seed form, but it grows, and people decide to just abort it. That's not important. You abort God's plan and vision when you don't meditate on it because you don't realize the importance of that great vision that God has given you. But God wants you to not only conceive the seed of that vision, Amen. He wants you to grow, and He wants you to deliver.
Amen. He wants you to deliver, and it's our responsibility to realize the importance of, just like realizing the importance of a life. This is realizing the importance of your vision and what God has given you, and to keep growing it with your responsibility. Take hold of your responsibility
so
as a Christian and a believer to walk it out and to become that good steward over what God has given you.
You know, it's so good, Chrissy, because, you know, a lot of people don't realize that they have a responsibility to see that vision come to pass.
Mm-hmm.
They have the idea, well, God told me to do it, so it'll just happen. No, it won't happen unless you believe it and apply the principles and start standing on it.
Yes.
You know, and it is warfare. But if the vision is from God, it's worth fighting for. It's
That's
worth
right.
standing for. It's worth believing for.
I love it. And you often say, step into your yes. I love when you say that because there's so many people out there, they're not taking that first step and they're thinking, this is impossible. If you just knew where I was or knew where I came from or my financial situation or my relationship, you would think it's impossible. But that's what I love about this ministry. We say, just take the first step forward, start trusting God, believing God, call those things that be not as though they were, and just take His hand and let Him lead you to the right place because He will do it no matter what the circumstances look like.
So when God speaks it, it's our responsibility to say, yes, Lord, well, I'll do that.
Yeah.
And He'll bring more light to it. Let's go turn to Matthew chapter 1, because I believe that God wants to give us a clearer understanding about the way that visions are born. So let's take a new look, a fresh look at the birth of Jesus, and we're going to see some things.
So,
Chrissy, read Matthew chapter 1, verse 18 through 21.
Yes, it says, now the birth of Jesus Christ was on this wise. When as His mother Mary was espoused to Joseph, before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Ghost. Then Joseph, her husband, being just a man and not willing to make her a public example, was minded to put her away privily. But while he thought on these things, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream, saying, Joseph, thou son of David, fear not to take unto thee Mary thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost, and she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. I love that we're reading this. It's not Christmas, but
no,
it's always
but it's
a
about
beautiful
a birth
time.
Of a vision.
It's about a birth of a vision.
So often people just leave this verse for Christmas time, but it's just so important to see what she went through.
Exactly.
It 15-year-old.
Yeah, it applies to everything. You know, this passage of Scripture shows that God had a vision to save his people from their sins. And the Bible makes it clear that whenever God wanted something to be done in the earth, he searched the earth for the right person. And that person was Mary. That's amazing.
That's so
Think
good.
About just a few of the great heroes of faith. You have Noah, Abraham, and Moses, and they did great things for God and obtained a good report. Like Paul, they fought the good fight, they finished the course, and they kept the faith. And that's what we're here to do, too.
That's so true. And, you know, there's other people. There's Chrissy, there's Kathy, Jesse, there's you.
Wow.
God gives people a vision, and one day when we get to heaven, we're going to talk about the fulfillment of those visions.
Amen.
You know, this program is a fulfillment of vision. The ministry that we have, the headquarters, our local church, is a fulfillment of vision. My family being saved is a fulfillment of vision. The finances needed to go into God, to spread the gospel, because it's not cheap, mm-hmm. was a fulfillment of a vision.
Yeah.
It continues to be a fulfillment. We're not slowing down. We're going to continue to do what God's called us to do until the rapture takes place, until he calls us home.
I love it. I love it. And I love the fact that, you know, we're putting ourselves in that position, you know, Noah, Moses, all these beautiful examples, Mary, beautiful examples of faith that God has called us to walk our path in life and gave us a perfect plan. And just like they took that step and walked into the will of God, we can do it too. It's not impossible.
That's right.
Yeah.
And Mary is so wonderful because in honor of Mother's Day this Sunday, we're going to study three steps that empowered Mary to give birth to her vision.
Amen.
She believed, she pondered, and acted on God's word, and so can you.
Amen. That's so good.
Isn't that great?
I love it.
You got to believe.
You have to
You
got to
ponder, and you have to act. Those are three steps. So we're going to turn to Hebrews chapter 11.
That's so good.
And the first step in believing, giving birth to your vision is believe.
Believe. I love that word.
So we're going to, you're going to read Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6. This is one of my favorite verses of Scripture in the Bible.
I love it, too. It says, without faith, it is impossible to please him, for he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Well, I don't know about you, but I want to keep seeking.
I
want to be that, I want to receive that reward from God.
Yeah, it's the only way you can please him is by faith. So the most basic principle in receiving anything from God is that we believe. It is the only way that a vision is conceived and birthed, and it is the vehicle that God uses to move in the earth through mankind. So we must believe.
We must believe.
Believing is the most important thing. That's why we put this as, because it's a three-step process, believe, ponder, and act. But believe, if you don't have believe, it doesn't matter about anything else.
That's so true.
A lot of people think about it, but they think in a doubt way. Mm-hmm. But you got to believe and use your faith voice like we're talking about all this year.
Yes.
Believe and find it in God's word and then believe what he said.
Yes.
We're going to turn to Luke chapter 1. We're going to read verse 38, because the Bible lets us know that Mary believed God.
Yes.
She understood this very important first step when she heard her part in God's vision to save his people from their sins. She believed the word of the Lord that was spoken to her by the angel. See, God's vision for her was life. The life was conceived the moment that she made her faith declaration in this verse, Luke chapter 1, 38.
Chrissy. I love studying about Mary. She's just wonderful. It says,
"And
Mary said, behold, the handmaid of the Lord, be it unto me according to thy word. And the angel departed from her." Wow. And you know, that vision that she had, although the vision had many challenges, you know, mm-hmm. it really did. But it was impossible by anyone's standards. They would think it was impossible. Yet this powerful affirmation by this young teenager, she was just so young when this happened, that she believed. Mary believed God. And what a beautiful example she is to not just women, but to all of us.
Right.
Knowing that she believed, she was firm in her belief, she trusted, and you know, she could have definitely said, "No, not me." I mean, I think of that.
Now, she
happening.
Had questions, those were answered. It's okay to seek God's plan about how that'll happen, mm-hmm. but her questions weren't asked in doubt or mm-hmm. fear. It was just trying to get an understanding.
Exactly.
But when she heard the word, she said, "Be it unto me."
Wow.
Just as that. And, you know, Elizabeth may have understood this truth more than anyone
That's
else
true.
On earth at that time, mm-hmm. because she had a similar assignment and understood that nothing was impossible with God. So both Mary and Elizabeth had what I like to call a divine connection.
Yes.
You know, all of us need people in our lives that will inspire us to believe our vision and declare that it will come to pass. And I'm inspired by the words that she declared. This is Elizabeth under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
And so this is a beautiful thing that she said. You know, when you connect with people of like precious
That's
faith,
so
Chrissy,
true.
It just propels you to another level. You can share your vision with someone and then they'll roll their eyes.
Exactly.
Or just, you know, just say ugly things to you. Oh, that'll never happen.
Mm-hmm.
I don't see why you're believing that.
Wow.
You're crazy. But Elizabeth didn't have that attitude.
I love that.
When she connected with Mary that day, why don't you read what she said in verse 45. This is Luke 1:45.
So good. It says, "And blessed is she that believed, for there shall be a performance of those things which were told from her, told to her from the Lord." This is so powerful that she was a reinforcement for Mary. Mm-hmm. Like you said, she didn't say, "You crazy girl, get out of here." She really took time.
And think of the age difference. Yeah. She was probably like 80 years old. Mary was probably like 15.
Yeah.
But here they had a similar calling to do the impossible.
Exactly.
And so both of them were inspired by the Holy Spirit to speak and say these things. And it's important that you say things, mm-hmm. you know, because God may speak it to your heart, but if you don't ever give voice to it, you're really not believing it.
That's right.
So you have to tell someone what you're believing for. Now, you carefully choose who you tell, mm-hmm. because you don't want to cast your pearls before swine,
yep,
so to speak.
That's right.
But when you find someone that can believe in God with you, it's okay to repeat the vision. Hey, think what God's going to do. You know, when we're walking in things today that we started talking about many, many years ago, early years in ministry, we'd say, one day we're going to go on television.
Exactly.
For years, that didn't happen. Mm-hmm. But it happened because we kept talking about it.
Exactly.
And for years, we were believing that we'd have an aircraft so that we could travel and go around the world, wherever God called us to go at any moment, and have our own transportation. And for a long time, people would roll their eyes and we'd say, mm-hmm. but we kept saying it to each other. We kept telling the right people, certain people that knew that had similar faith, mm-hmm. and that would speak life to our vision. And so and here we're walking in it.
Amen.
We're seeing the fulfilling of that, not just that, but so many other things. We could be here for days talking about all the things that happen because we believe God. And then we started just thinking about it and acting on it.
And acting on it and taking those necessary steps. And I just want to encourage you, if that's you, just don't despise small beginnings. You know, like you said, Pastor Kathy, it starts in a seed form. Mm-hmm. And then God brings opportunities and things along the way that heighten your experience, that get you excited. He opens doors that no man can shut. And I believe that might be you today. You might be saying, well, I'm just doing this or I'm just doing that. No, don't despise where you are. God has a perfect plan. All you have to do is take that perfect first step, and He's going to lead and guide you to fulfill that vision.
That's right. Maybe that, you know, some of you, I believe, that are watching, you have a dream or a vision to start your own business. Mm-hmm. Maybe you want to go to college. Maybe you're believing for a child. Mm-hmm. Maybe you're believing for a husband. Mm-hmm. Whatever that vision may be, you need to find someone that can agree with you. Jesus taught us about the power of agreement,
yeah,
in Matthew chapter 18 and verse 19. And Jesse and I understand this principle and often tell our partners, I'll be your too.
I love it.
I know, it's so good. Mm-hmm. And we had t-shirts for that at one point. I still have mine, but we go on. You know, every year we have a new theme and we put a t-shirt,
yeah,
out. But I'll be your too is so important because you need someone that will agree with you. And we know that nothing is ever impossible,
yeah,
to those that believe.
Amen.
We're going to turn to Luke chapter 2. We got to keep moving on.
This is so good because it's just so important that we continue to talk about it and to let people know, if that's you, if you feel like you have nobody to agree with, hey, we're here for you.
Yeah, we're your too.
We're your too. So comment below. If you have a prayer request or anything you want us to start believing, financial breakthrough, restoration of a family, whatever it is, a healing, we will be your two. We'll go to the throne of God with you and you'll see that miracle. We believe it.
You know, the second step in believing, in giving birth to your vision, is to ponder. Mm-hmm. Believing is vitally important to giving birth to your vision, but you must also invest quality time pondering it in your heart, which is your spirit. The word ponder is not a word that we use much today, but most of us understand that it implies a deep thought or meditation. The Vine's Expository Dictionary of New Testament Words says it means to put one thing with another in considering circumstances. And the Merriam-Webster Dictionary had these definitions. It means to weigh in the mind, to appraise, to think about, to reflect on, to think or consider, especially quietly, soberly, and deeply. And I believe this is how Mary believed. She pondered.
Yes, she sure
She believed
did.
And she pondered. Because she believed, she pondered. She,
yeah,
thought about it. She thought it through. Why don't we read Luke chapter 2, verse 19 in the scriptures, Chrissy?
Yes, it says, "But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart." That is so important. It's so important to taking time to ponder your vision, and the promises from God's word will impart strength to stand in faith for your vision. This is so good. I want to read Psalm 19:14 as well.
That's a good one too.
It says, "Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer." That's why I love the word of God so much. You don't know what to pray? Pray, mm-hmm, that.
Yeah, and that's a prayer.
Yes.
I mean, it's a quote, but that whole Psalms 19 is so beautiful, but this is how it ends. "Let the words of my mouth And the meditation, what are you thinking about? Are you thinking about your vision?
Mm-hmm.
Is your mouth talking about your vision, how it's going to come to pass or what God has promised you?
Yeah.
So it gets sealed and really rooted into your own heart.
That's so good.
So it's so important that you believe, of course, but then you ponder. Think about it deeply. Take the time to let it. And that's the growth process.
It is.
You know, when you plant any kind of a flower seed or whatever plant you're planting in the ground, your seed goes in there really quickly, but it's a while before that thing comes up.
Yeah.
But a lot of elements have to come together, the sunshine, the watering, and all those kind of things.
Yep.
But then all of a sudden you see it come up, and then you could either enjoy the fragrance of the flower or eat that orange.
Exactly. That's
or
so
that
true.
Strawberry or whatever it is that's growing up. But this is so beautiful to know that there are steps that we can take to see, give birth to our vision. And the third, we're going to turn to John 2. And we're going to see the third step to giving birth to our vision, which is to act.
Mm.
We need to realize today that every situation you encounter in life is an opportunity to act on your faith.
Yes.
God always has a plan to accomplish your vision, and He will lead you every step of the way.
Mm.
And the leading may come as an audible voice in your ear or a knowing inside your spirit, but it will always be in line with God's word. Our responsibility then is to obey His word and act on what He says to do.
I love it. And that's what Mary did. As just a teenage girl, that's what she learned to do. She entrusted with God that vision. And it's God's vision was to save His people from their sins. That's the thing. That's why Jesus came. Many years later, when Jesus' ministry was just beginning, she revealed the key to every successful birth, and then she recorded it. And I wanted to read that because it's so great. It's in John 2.
This is so important.
It is so good.
It's so important. Go ahead.
Yes, it's in John 2, verse 5. This is the King James Version. It says, His mother saith unto the servants, whatsoever He saith unto you, do it. That's so good. Nothing like a mom. Mama saying, tell him what to do.
Go ahead. Whatever He tells you to do, do it.
Of course,
this was her statement when she had asked Him to multiply she said, they're out of wine at the wedding.
Yes.
What's that got to do with me? Jesus said. But she didn't give up.
Wow.
And so, the servants went and did that. And because of that, the miracle happened. That was the first miracle recorded in the Bible.
It's amazing.
But it was so important because whatever God tells you to do, do it.
Exactly.
Believe it, ponder it, act on it.
So
these same wise words have the power to birth the vision that God has placed in your heart.
It's so beautiful.
Isn't that good?
It's the same. Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever.
Mm-hmm.
And when we realize that, and we take the time to chat about it, that's why I love these shows, is we took the time to ponder. How many of us feel like we're being torn in so many different directions, especially mothers? If that's you, if you're a mama, you have a bunch of young children, or maybe you have grandchildren you're watching all the time, and you're just being pulled in different directions. You're comparing yourself to other people, other women, other families. Sometimes you got to take those social media devices, put them aside, and get alone with God, or turn on something beneficial instead of doom scrolling, like they call it, and getting afraid of every little thing that comes across the timeline. Just shut that down and turn to something where you can learn the Word of God, resources like JDM has, to build you up and to replenish, rekindle that flame inside of you, that gift of God that He placed in you. It's your responsibility to do that. And I know that it will start changing things. You'll start having a spark and a vision that's been dormant for a long time come back to life.
That's so true. And it's important that you do connect with other people of like precious faith. Years ago, I had a message that the Lord gave me called Beware of the Dream Killers.
Mm-hmm.
And it is so true, because there are people that are around you that will try to kill your dream. That's why it's important that you hear the right words and that you come get those divine connections develop those and stay in faith, because God wants you to see your vision fulfilled. I believe that every vision must have a be it unto me according to thy word moment.
Amen.
The way Mary had.
That's so good.
What a wonderful example of a godly mother.
It's beautiful.
And so we need to stay in faith and never give up on our vision. You need to believe it, ponder it, and act on it, and you will give birth. You know, you don't want to just be pregnant all your life with a vision.
Oh, no.
You want to deliver.
You need to deliver. You got to get it done.
That's right.
You need to see the growth and see the beautiful things. And I kind of think about that as being a mom, you know, waddling around JDM. I worked till the very last minute. And I was waddling around, and I was like, Lord, when is this? This is going to come soon. And I was so ready. And when I gave birth to my beautiful baby, that's when life started getting richer and richer, seeing her grow, seeing the opportunity. opportunities.
And during that 9 months, I remember when I was pregnant as well with my daughter, I only had one child. But I mean, it seemed like it was forever.
It did.
But looking back today, it was just an instant. It was such a small amount. But look at the fruit and the joy that I have enjoying my daughter and my granddaughter.
Exactly.
So the vision God has placed in your heart is the same way. Mm-hmm. Don't begrudge this moment where you're growing,
exactly,
where your vision is being fed, where you're meditating on what God has, because you will give birth to that vision. You will see the manifestation of the promise that God has placed in your heart. So don't give up. Get around people that will breathe life-to-life resuscitation into your visions by reading the Word to you, by agreeing with you in the Word of God, by praying with you, and you will give birth.
Amen.
You're going to see the manifestation because God has a great plan for your life, and nothing is ever impossible with Him.
Amen. You're going to give birth to that vision.
Amen.
You're not going to be wallowing around with swollen feet forever. You're going to give birth to that vision.
I know the guys have a trouble relating to that, but it's
goodness.
So true. Just ask a woman, maybe ask your mama.
Ask your mama.
That things do come to pass. Will I ever give birth to that? Yes, you will give birth.
You will.
You're going to see it. You're going to walk in your dream. You're going to see visions fulfilled.
I love this. This
is your time to give birth.
Amen. And come to the Visionary Conference. If you need more reinforcement, if you want to continue to walk in this prosperous message that we're telling you, because it is, it's life in abundance. And that's what Jesus promised us. That's what He wants for us. And come to the Visionary Conference. Get down to New Orleans. It's the best place ever. I'm a little biased. I'm from here.
It is
But
the best.
It's so awesome. And we want to just invite you to come. It's actually going to be on Thursday, July 9th at 7 p.m. and then Friday, July 10th at 10 a.m. and 7 p.m. here at JDM International Headquarters.
Yeah, but be sure and make sure that you come. If you're in the California area, come to my meeting
Friday night. I'm so excited.
Saturday morning in Whittier at Freedom City Church. It's going to be a great conference there, May the 8th and the 9th. And it's a Rise Women's Conference, my third year going there. Looking forward to that.
So
but also, this Sunday here at Covenant Church, Chrissy Cifuentes will be preaching the Word of God there. And she has a great word God's put on her heart that will bless you and strengthen you, not just for women, it's for everyone.
Amen. I love it. And I love you, Pastor Kathy.
Thanks,
Thank
Chrissy.
You. I love being with you. And I know that this has strengthened your vision so that you can deliver and see what God has in store, because it's all glorious
Amen.
Stuff.
Amen. And I love you too, Chrissy. And I love what God's doing in your life. I know that you're going to be a great blessing to the church while I'm away.
Amen.
I know I put my sheep in your care.
Oh, my goodness.
And it's a great responsibility, but the anointing of God is on you
Praise God.
Do that. And I know it's God sent.
You're
going to be a blessing.
Well, it's an honor. Love
yes.
you.
Well, I hope that you've enjoyed this program, this teaching, as well as us just interacting, and because God really wants to help you to see your vision come to pass. So it's been a great study.
Yes, it sure has.
And if you want more information on that, of course, you can read my book. It's a chapter in my book, and or pick up the magazine, which is on our app in the month of May.
It's so awesome.
So good.
Yes.
Well, thank you so much for joining me here in Studio C. I hope to see you next week for another great program. God bless you. Have a great week.
Celebrating 50 years of vision.
Motivation and momentum is what moves a vision to completion. What you start, you finish.
It's Jesse Duplantis' 2026 Visionary Conference, July 9th and 10th at JDM International Headquarters in Destrehan, Louisiana.
The world right now is now set to be touched by the power of God.
Go to jdm.org for more information.